Every show, we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. I like to pick on this guy, but man, he's awesome. He's one of my favorites from Talk Radio News. His name is Jeff Holtzman. You've heard him here before. We go back and forth about our favorite teams. Our passion lies in different directions when it comes to the NFL. I'm all about the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's all about the Washington Redskins. Jeff, I have to tell you that I was really pulling for your Redskins. I was sad to see RG3 go down and for them to lose that game, because I really thought they were going to pull it out. What was it like for you when that game was going on and they had a 14-zip lead?
Well, you could sort of see that RG3 was in pain even when they were up. In fact, the second touchdown pass he threw, he landed awkwardly and grimaced, and a couple plays before that, he went out of bounds and came up limp. So we knew that something was going on, and in fact, a lot of us watching, myself and then fans who were at the game, I knew a bunch of people who went, and I think the majority of us thought that he should have been pulled sometime in that second quarter, as soon as he sort of re-aggravated that knee strain. But of course, Mike Shanahan kept him in the game. The offense went inept, and you know, he just was not able to throw because he wasn't able to plant on his knee, and of course, he wasn't able to run because he had no speed. And so the offense was really limited, and Seattle really wasn't that dominant offensively. They scored two touchdowns, but the Redskins weren't able to mount anything after opening up a 14-0 lead, and it was a direct result of Mike Shanahan leaving RG3 in the game. And, of course, insult went to injury when RG3's knee finally buckled in the fourth quarter. And, of course, now he's had to undergo another surgery on his ACL and another surgery on his LCL. So the reports are that he'll be back in 8 months. Hopefully for the start of next season, but I think that, you know, this we've yet to see if this could cause long-lasting damage. You know, what kind of player is he going to be after having a second operation on his ACL? And real quick, Kate, you know, when they operated on him this week, they actually had to operate on his left knee as well because they used the patella tendon from his left knee to use that as a graft to put his ACL back together in his right knee, because they didn't have a patella tendon from his right knee. Remember, that was
right, school.
In the first surgery in 2009. Mm-hmm. So really, he's going to be recovering from two knee surgeries this offseason. And, Kate, I put the blame directly on head coach Mike Shanahan. I think it's disgraceful that he left him in the game. And honestly, if I were management, if I was, you know, the GM of the Washington Redskins or an upper management there, I would fire him.
I'm glad you said that, because I went and slammed him to smithereens and put him in my America Tonight dungeon. I said it was ridiculous, too. Watching the game, I couldn't believe that he did it. As you said, you already knew when you looked at the one knee what had happened. I mean, basically, you're talking about a couple of pins. And now, having to have done that, he could have just destroyed this young guy's career, who is the future of the Washington Redskins. We're going to turn our attention to other things that are happening in Washington. Obviously, RG3 does dominate a lot of the sports talk and some other things too. I think in some of the bars in Georgetown, I know I got a buddy who was saying everybody was just talking about that. They weren't even focused on what I think is the big story when it comes to guns. 2013, and you, Jeff, you know this is going to be all about guns, either gun control or those pushing for Second Amendment and don't take our guns away. Joe Biden's been charged with coming up with that task force. Now he's been visiting with all kinds of people, including the NRA, who jumped all over him after their meeting with the VP. What do you think ultimately comes out of the White House on Tuesday when there's all these recommendations?
Well, I think you're going to see a series of proposals aimed at sort of strengthening laws that are already on the books. For instance, I think that Biden is going to propose tightening federal background checks, particularly when you talk about the so-called gun show loophole. There are a number of states in this country where if you're interested in buying a gun, you can attend a gun show and not have to be subject to a background check in order to purchase a firearm. There are other instances where maybe you do go through a background check while purchasing from a dealer at a gun show, but then say if you want to turn around and sell a gun or multiple guns to somebody else, essentially that's a private sale, and that's not subject to the same sort of scrutiny that, you know, buying a gun from a registered dealer is. So those are all loopholes. The White House wants to get rid of those. They want to make it tougher for people to buy guns, but they want to, you know, they claim that it would obviously make gun ownership safer, and there's certainly an argument to be made there. I don't think you're going to ultimately see any big legislative sweeping changes happen through Congress just because there's too much division and polarization. But, you know, the White House could do some things by fiat, by executive action, meaning to go around Congress to just sort of tweak some laws that are already on the books. Another thing that Biden is going to look at and propose to the president most likely next week is actual enforcement. You know, right now we know that the Justice Department really only follows up with about 10% of the cases that is referred that are referred to it by the ATF, the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So the White House is really adamant that in the future the Justice Department take these cases more seriously and really try to prosecute even small offenses.
Yeah, I think we haven't certainly seen the last of the tug of war. There'll be a lot of this broken down politically, and this is just the beginning here as to what comes out, the specifics, and then the posturing on both sides of this for sure. Speaking of posturing, the president is trying to do that with some of his nominees because it's, you know, tilt-a-whirl when it comes to the cabinet. Everybody's pretty much bailing, which happens a lot when you have a president who's elected to two terms. This time around, he's nominating for the Treasury. We knew this was happening, Jack Lew, and the president said he didn't know very many people, or he knew very few people, his direct quote, with greater integrity than a guy who's a true Washington veteran. Do you think Lew will go down pretty easy for that post when they go through the confirmation hearings?
Kate, it's hard to say. I don't think it's going to be a shoo-in necessarily that Lew is confirmed very easily. I think he's going to have to have some difficulty with Republicans in the Senate. You know, Jeff Sessions, a Republican from Alabama, has already come out and said Lew is not confirmable. He has serious doubts, and he doesn't trust Lew. And he says that Lew lied about President Obama's budget last year when he testified about it on Capitol Hill, saying that it would eventually balance the budget, when in fact it wouldn't. So Republicans have reservations. Another reason Republicans don't like Lew is because they don't find him to be agreeable. In fact, if you read Richard Miniker's book about the debt ceiling negotiations last year, House Speaker John Boehner is quoted as saying he was just fed up with Jack Lew. He couldn't negotiate with him anymore, and he wanted the White House to send somebody else to negotiate because apparently Lew would not say yes to any of the Republican proposals. So Democrats, of course, on the Hill love him because Lew goes, you know, fights tooth and nail for President Obama and whatever President Obama wants. But Republicans, it's a different story. So I think in the end, Kate, I would expect him to be confirmed, but I don't think it's going to be a slam dunk.
Yeah. One quick other thing. It's interesting, the comments about the cabinet. Charlie Rangel, of course, longtime congressman from New York, who had his own controversy surrounding him. But he comes out and says, you know, the lack of diversity in the cabinet, and big, not softball, but big hardball to the press, was it's embarrassing as hell. So when you look at comments like that, do you think more people are starting to talk about, and we only have 40 seconds left, but do you think more people are talking about the fact that there isn't much diversity in this cabinet?
Well, first of all, when Charlie Rangel calls you embarrassing, you know something's wrong and you have a problem. But for President Obama, I mean, yes, that's been a big topic this week because, look, Hillary Clinton's leaving and she's being replaced with a man, John Kerry. You know, Lisa Jackson, the EPA administrator, is leaving. Now, he'll likely replace her with Christine Gregor, the governor of Washington. But still, a lot of people are saying that Obama needs to appoint fewer white males. And, you know, it doesn't look like he's really eating that, but that's sort of what the buzz is here in D.C.
Yeah. Jeff Holtzman, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Sounds good, Kate. Take care.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Somebody said to me today, what is it? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you on the precipice of yet another great weekend across the United States. This show dedicated to my mom, the true fighter in the family, no question about it. The flu, a lot of people are fighting it, and it's nasty. Too many people already have lost their lives this year picking up a weird strain of it. What's interesting, and we've talked about this now for the past couple of shows, is do you get a flu shot or not? There's a debate. Does the flu shot help you ultimately and keep you safe from picking up this flu that has got people in the hospital, has emergency rooms from the entrance to the back end completely covered with people and germs? The flu is really the buzz in the backyard, plus what's happening in Washington. We just went through that, the cabinet nominating spots, what's happening as far as the gun debate's concerned, because Tuesday is D-Day, so to speak, when Biden comes out with his recommendations after this task force. But first, the flu. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, says you must get a shot.
The shots are highly accessible, they're easy, they are painless, and as a matter of public health, your own and others, we strongly advise them.
All right, so strongly advise them. You know, they're not forcing you. It's not mandatory to line up and get a flu shot, but suggesting that, yeah, this is what you got to do, man. This, you got to get this flu shot. I said before on a previous show, I've never had a flu shot. Knock on wood, I've been pretty healthy in my life. And every time I asked about flu shots, I had two different doctors tell me, don't get a flu shot. You don't need a flu shot because it's not going to do anything for you. And I don't like the idea of the possibility of the crazy side effects of it. Charles in Charge is my man on this show. And Charles has a father-in-law for a doctor. And apparently when the doctor's related, he tells you to go and get one. Charles, is that what happened with you?
Yeah. He was a little concerned and he said, get it. Because this flu strain is going to be super terrible.
I like that. It's going to be super terrible. So I'm telling you right now, go and get one. It is. I mean, why? But here's the thing. A lot of people, you'll have to ask them about this. A lot of people aren't getting vaccinated. A lot of people are saying they don't want to do it. And the CDC is pushing it. You've got a father-in-law doctor who's pushing it because of the strain it is and because of the amount of people that are showing up, as I said, in these emergency rooms, whether it's in Minnesota or Tampa, Florida, or New Jersey, doesn't matter. Everybody's talking about that. I looked, before I left Texas, I saw stories on the flu. It was leading the news, the epidemic. I saw stories leading the local news in Tampa about the epidemic. And flu-like symptoms, apparently, and visits have skyrocketed from 2.8% to 5.6% in 4 weeks. That's when people really take notice.
You know, probably if you get your shot, flu shot, once a year or something like that, on a long enough timeline, something's going to happen to you. But I really doubt a one-time shot is going to have any long-term effects.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I think you're right there. If I was going to do it, now would be the time I would do it because of, as you say, if it's one time, I haven't done it. So what are the natural ways, though, to prevent flu? I looked into some of this because this severe flu season is really killing the sources, the resources of the ERs. There's no question about that. And how do you prevent or try to prevent the flu this winter? One of the things is to drink. Somebody was a doctor that I talked to today, told me to drink warm lemonade. Drink warm lemonade. But that's not the only thing. Of course, wash your hands. People don't wash their hands. It's so elementary, yet people don't do it. I hate to say it. People use the restroom. They don't wash. They go on a bus. They don't wash their hands. They go to the gym, they're sweaty, for goodness sake, and they don't wash their hands. Who wants to shake that hand anyway? You know, that old thing, I don't know where that hand's been. But you can never be too careful. And then staying hydrated. And people don't do this either. You know that thing about drinking 6 to 8 glasses of water? Forget about it for the diet. It's keeping your immune system working, percolating, whatever. You know, that certainly would help. And then there's a couple of other things. Somebody else told me omega-3. And that's that fish oil. You can pick that up anywhere. Just pop a couple of fish oils and that'll help you, I guess, help fight off some of, you know, it's a natural process, but help fight off some of the flu possibilities anyway. It's not a definite guarantee. You know, it's homeopathic versus medicine, but why not try to take advantage of the possibility of staving it off before you get to the point where you're one of those sick people hanging out in an ER for hours trying to see a doctor and it's too late. You've already got these crazy symptoms. So I'm going to do this again. A couple of you have actually sent me emails about it. When we go to our mailbag segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the flu because I got like 15 emails on the flu. I'm wondering how many of you are getting vaccinated. If you like that sound, it doesn't really sound like that when it goes in your arm, by the way. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Have you gotten your flu shot? Do you believe in getting your flu shot? And it's like, sometimes it's like, you know, the free treats you used to get when you went to the dentist. Yeah, you visited the dentist, and you could go in the treasure chest and pick out whatever treat it was you wanted, which I always thought was ironic. You're picking out a treat after you're leaving the dentist. But it's flu shots are kind of being handed out in some areas, whether it's through community centers or YMCAs. I've started to see a lot of signs pop up, free flu shots, and then people go and decide that they're going to, you know, get them because they think, well, you know, they're free, and I was debating whether getting one, going to the doctor, so I'm going to do it. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we are going to take a look at a couple of things, including what's happening in that Colorado gunman's case, James Holmes, and whether or not he's going to face trial in Colorado. The judge thinks that he should go to trial, which I say bravo to that, that there's enough evidence to push that forward, because you know you do that grand jury thing, that's how our system works. And will he face those charges? You got to remember the numbers. The numbers are horrific. 12 people killed, 70 other people injured. And I thought was really interesting is all of the victims, because you never really heard this part of it. You heard a lot about the 12 people who were killed, and then of course some of the victims, but all the victims' names were released in a Colorado newspaper, which I say bravo to that, because, you know, let's show everybody, here's what happened. Just so you don't know, here's some more of a couple more of those details that you weren't aware of, because I think this guy stands trial for all the horrific things that he did leading up to it. I'm sorry, this was premeditated. And, you know, is he going to do this plea bargain thing? The case probably does end with a plea bargain rather than any kind of a trial. But when I hear the gut-wrenching stories from the parents and, you know, the whole idea of this wrestling with this insanity thing, you know, people can be found not guilty on the grounds of insanity. So this preliminary hearing ended, wraps up this week. This is determining, this is, again, the judicial system, whether the prosecutor's case is strong enough to put him on trial. They're not really saying, they're keeping their cards close to the vest, whether he's going to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. But it certainly is looking that way, because the portrayals out there and what the defense has really floated is that he's a guy with serious mental problems, prone to bizarre behavior. So the idea of pretending to be crazy, or he's not crazy, and one of the parents just was hysterical after being in the courtroom when some of the stuff was happening, came out afterwards and said, yeah, he's pretending he's crazy. He's not crazy. He's no more crazy than you and I, because he wants to see him go on trial. And even the police officers, they were so racked with emotion. They're crying when they were testifying about the chaos when they came to the movie theater. You know why? Because what does a cop want to do? He wants to save people. But they had a hard time trying to save people because it was too late. They were racing to, and they did help lots of people, but they were racing to get the people who were shot to the hospitals by police cars until the ambulances could even get there. And so some of the other testimony included the names and the injuries of the victims, and they were read out by one person. I thought that was brilliant, along with what the newspaper did too as well. 855-266-2283. You can throw in your 2 cents. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters.
Check.
But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Say you, America. Final world on the world. The final world. The final world. Or word on the flu shot. This is what happens when you get crappy coffee from 7-Eleven. I can barely talk. So, are you getting vaccinated? Do you feel paranoid about getting the flu when people are hacking up a lung next to you? 855-266-5283. I have never. Here's this lame duck. In full disclosure, I have never gotten a flu shot. Never. Twice doctors dissuaded me from it, and I haven't done it. Let's go out to Sally, who's listening to us in the great state of Washington. Sal, how you been?
Good.
Good.
I'm not getting a flu shot. I've never, ever had a flu shot myself. My mom got one in 1972. It almost killed her, and that is when I decided I will never have a flu shot. However, I don't even take hardly aspirin or any medicine. I'm not one of those people that has to run and get, I don't even keep aspirin in my home or anything. The only thing I've taken is maybe penicillin. I had strep throat once, but as soon as I got better, I threw the rest of it away. I just don't take medicine, so But if you have a weak immune system because you take drugs or illegal drugs and smoke pot,
yeah,
which is legal, I guess, now in our state, then you're weakening your immune system and you're apt to get, you know, people that are run down. But everybody,
sure.
I have two friends that are school teachers, and they had to get it. And, of course, they got the flu. And my daughter's in the military. She had to have it. She got sick. And so I'm not going to have a flu shot. That's how I feel about it.
Wow. So your mother in 72 got one and got deathly ill over it. What was the explanation for that? Because her reaction? Because this, what it was? What was, why did they,
I think,
what was the explanation?
Well, my mom had what they call gout, and she had, when she was younger, she had, what's that sleeping disease? Sometimes they call it the kissing disease, like mono.
Mm-hmm.
And she did take a lot of pills. I think she had a weakened immune system, but she almost died. And that, I never had one. I'm like you, I've never had one. But then I don't take a lot of medicine. And I have a friend, it seems like every little sniffle, she runs to the doctor. I just don't do that. I drink herbal tea. I do all the things you, the old-fashioned medicine. I drink a lot of water. I eat fresh orange. I eat yogurt. Chicken noodle soup, all the old-fashioned remedies.
Yeah, good for you. I'm the same as you, Sal.
I doctor myself, and I just don't. But I think if a person is apt to take a lot of medicine, like I said, smoke pot or have a, you know, they might be susceptible and maybe they need it. But I'm not saying they shouldn't get one. And then you talked about this guns again. And
yeah.
I thought about this. Last time I talked to you, I got off the phone, and I do counted cross-stitch, and I chose one of the victims, one of the little girls that was killed in Newtown.
Mm.
I made a cross-stitch for her parents. They had a P.O. box in the People magazine where you could send. And
right.
I put, I won't tell you which one I chose. I just chose, I had to do something. I did Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. I hope her parents got it.
I'm sure they did, and... what a wonderful, thoughtful person you are. And you know, so many people felt the same way and reached out to the folks in Newtown. Good for you, Sally.
They got overwhelmed.
Yeah.
One more thing, you were talking about guns. I've been thinking about this because, you know, I'm like you. A gun is an inanimate, I can't even say it, inanimate object.
Mm-hmm.
Guns don't really kill people unless there's a person on it. People kill people. If there's a person on the end of the gun shooting it, yes, it'll kill a person. But if there's no person picking up that gun, loading it, it will not kill anybody. It's an inanimate object like a rock. You can kill someone with a rock. You can kill someone with mushrooms, bad mushrooms. I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so I was thinking about this argument because it's like, why can't they get it? Or maybe they do get it and they don't want to. But as a kid, you learn the three monkeys. See no evil, hear no evil, do no evil. And so more than the gun, I blame the video games because people see the evil video games where they kill people. They hear the evil video games. They're desensitized, and then they go out and kill people.
Mm.
You remember
you know,
that, the three monkeys?
Yes. Yeah, I learned that in school. You know, it's funny. It is elementary, but there is something to that. What's the thought process? What are you learning? What goes in? What comes out? And there's more and more discussion about this. We've had a couple of people on the show, though, Sally, that have dispelled the idea of the video games, but I think it depends on the person. What are they inhaling? What are the people like around them? What are they being taught? I think that, you know, part of your environment, obviously, has somewhat to do with certainly your mental health, the way you're raised and whatnot. Sal,
yes.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
855-266-5283,
855-266-5283. We go from Washington to Texas, and Dan in Texas, hello. Dan.
I had to put my headphones.
I thought you were getting a flu shot.
Are you kidding?
You've never had a flu shot?
Never.
Why?
Well, because I had that Hong Kong flu back in 68, and I have a tremendous immune system. I mean, bubonic plague passes me by.
Really?
Oh, nothing bothers me.
That's good. That's great.
Weather, twice as thick.
Yeah, good for you. That's good. That's good for you. You're like an old pair of shoes. Hey, so tough.
Hey, yeah, you bet. Hey, blessings on you, Sally. You're a good girl. Okay?
Absolutely. This is for you, by the way. Do you hear your theme here?
Oh, thank you, Charles. We're both spoilers of our daughters, our princesses, and we love them dearly. And him and I have a genuine bond there.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great with music,
like
too.
I like you.
Yep, I do, too.
What do you call a life form that you cover constantly with horse manure?
Life form that you cover with horse manure. Oh, I know there's going to be a great punchline here. I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping for a good punchline. What is it?
An American citizen.
Oh, you are the worst. I thought you were going to say politician.
No, they're the dispensers of the horse manure.
Dan, you have a great weekend.
Oh, you leaving me?
What do you want to say? You got something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about this clown that did this perpetration of all these crimes with a gun. And, you know, like she said, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And, you know, people don't kill people. Abortions kill people. You know?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it. I've got my guns and, you know, God help you if you try to take them from me.
Well, see, and then ultimately this becomes the issue.
This guy really is just acting crazy. He wants his 10 minutes of fame, and he thinks that he's really pulled off something smart. He's going to go down in the history books as a mass murderer, and, this is his moment to star. And personally, I already told you what I'd like to do with him.
Oh, boy, I know. If only. I mean, I could certainly solicit other ideas of what to do with that guy in Colorado, James Holmes, and anyone else that's left standing. What about Jared Lee Loeffner, you know?
How's mom?
She's fighting.
You said mom was fighting.
She's fighting. She's got cancer, and she's fighting.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
It's tough.
I wish her the best, and I'll say a prayer for Katie.
Thank you, Dan in Texas.
I'll let you go now, darling.
All right. You have a good one. Thank you. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Are you your mother's having issues?
Oh, thank you.
You know, I just been thinking here, Kate. You're the queen of late night talk, and your staff has reduced you to going to 7-Eleven. You get a crappy cup of coffee. This can't be so.
All I ask for, it's a simple thing, Dale. I just want a cup of coffee that's good.
That's it. Get after him.
Yeah, I got to start cracking the whip. I'm too nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, this flu thing, Kate, people are such individuals. There's so many things that affect them when you take a flu shot. I mean, people that get in real trouble, we don't know. We try to follow some of these people, and you find out they've had other issues that flu shots affect their health. And I'm not sure that people that don't get a shot is, you know, that's the wisest thing to do. I mean, it's certainly individual. You can choose not to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, base it on, there could have been other reasons somebody got sick other than the fact that they got a flu shot.
Well, Sally said it best. Everyone's immune system is different. And so do you have a weakened immune system? Is it weakened has it always been weakened? You know, have you always been that kind of person?
Right.
Do you take a lot of drugs? That kind of stuff would affect probably your overall health. But in the case of catching things, who are you exposed to? Are you exposed to a lot of kids? Are you exposed to a lot of people that might have the tendency to get the flu? I mean, all that plays a part, I think, in even debating, you know, rolling the dice, should I get a flu shot or not? As I said, for me, never the case, never, never, never. But I've also been very careful and very good about, you know, that whole thing with the washing the hands and all that kind of stuff. Dale, be good to yourself. Coming up on the flip side, more calls. They're lining up like planes in LaGuardia on a Friday. 855-266-5280.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Shot, or do you say, no thanks, I'll pass? You know, I was thinking about this, and a friend of mine sent me a note talking about, remember the whole flu thing, the, 2009, the swine flu, the vaccination hysteria that was following all that stuff, the H1N1, and then it was showed afterwards that it was responsible for actually inducing more cases of the H1N1 infection. And that's when a lot of people said, forget it, I'm not going to ever go in for that. Oh, they especially they observe that as one of the worst things in Canada. Basically, our equivalent of the CDC said when they looked through this, did a comprehensive analysis, that the people who got the annual flu shot during that season, 2008-2009, had a disproportionately higher risk of developing that infection than the people who weren't vaccinated. And so then that kicked off, you know, all these theories about, okay, what was behind that whole thing? So you do have to really not look at this decision to get flu shots as, you know, kind of a throwaway thing. It's like people getting B12 shots. I'll just go get a whole bunch of B12 shots. I'll get some energy. Then you start thinking about, well, what is the B12 doing to you, and how good is that for you? Is that mixing? What is that mixing up in your system? How many of those are you getting? I mean, I know someone, and they get like a six-pack a week. They swear by it. But then I'm thinking, how much of this stuff can you take, and it's okay for you? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number call to be part of the show. Pete is listening to us in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good morning, Miss Kate. How are you today?
I am good. I am well. How are you?
I'm special.
You are special.
Hey, you were sitting there talking about this flu thing.
Yeah.
And how about this global economy and, you know, people coming over on the big planes and getting off over here and coming in and mingling with the Americans and then jumping back on the plane and taking our little flu with them? Don't you know that's going to cause havoc overseas?
Yeah, and we've had problems like that before. And part of that happened during that 2009 year that I was just mentioning, and the people getting vaccinated and not getting vaccinated. And in Canada, they were really freaking out about it. And you're right. Yeah, sure. Somebody could catch that and take it back.
You know, and they're bringing it in also, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Back and forth bill.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
And the other reason I called was I think Obama's playing us real bad. He's playing us, the American people, and his people, because he's got us focused on this gun thing while he's picking our pocket tax-wise. You know, you don't hear a lot about the tax thing anymore. It's all about the guns right now.
Right, so could it be more of that distraction thing? Trade one horrific thing for something that's where everybody was concerned about that for a year and a half. Okay, it's not great, let's shove it off, and then we sign it in, and boom, our focus is someplace else. Yeah, it's like a shell game. Focus on one shell and turn the other.
Yeah, and then another thing. Last night I was surfing, and I caught the end of Straw Dogs. Have you seen that crazy movie?
Oh, I have seen okay. Straw Dogs. And that's an old movie.
Yeah, and then zip, zip, zip over, Natural Born Killers is on. I'm going, okay, I think I see the problem now. You know,
That's enough to make you depressed if you're normal.
Man, I just ran to the corner, curled up in the fetal position.
It's funny because you span generations, too, with those two movies.
Yeah,
man, were they on the same channel?
Well, no, I was surfing and I came across Straw Dogs.
Wow!
And then zip, zip, I hear his Natural Born Killers.
Wow!
And this was all before 11 o'clock.
Wow!
You know, so gee, I don't know what the problem is with the guns.
Yeah, you know what? This is a good thing to actually discuss. Do you think? Is there something to that? I think there is something to the environment. But if constantly, we'll say a young boy, I mean, you know, can a woman be a killer? Yes. But there are not many women who are mass murderers. There's like the Black Widow, and there was the crazy woman in Florida. But there's not...
Women kill with poison, and they're not really one-on-one.
Yeah.
Not to be chauvinistic, but they're the weaker sex, so they have to do the pills and the poisons.
No, I agree. So do you think that a young boy, so that gets constantly pounded by those images and has a rough family life, you know, whatever else is going on inside his world is chaotic, and then you throw that in there, that could push him to violence.
Yeah, he's just, I got keyed up last night, and I thought, man, I got to quit watching this mess.
All right, Pete, I'm trusting you. There is something to it. It could be like a Molotov cocktail mixed with the right person.
You know, and you don't show that kind of stuff
early
at 11 o'clock at night. You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking, my word, you know, they get knocked off.
Yeah, that's true. Early, too early.
I've been thinking about this for a couple of days, and the idea is to get back to real television like the good old days, you know. Get something like Giants, you know, play the movies with some kind of morals to them, you know.
On TV have the Waltons again and the Partridge Family and that kind of stuff.
All the feel good kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, I'm no Bible, but get something with some morals to it.
Well, there is a point to that, and that's why, you know, that's why that's part of the discussion. Part of the discussion is, well, what's the responsibility of Hollywood to do movies and do video games, push people to violence?
And another thing, television is going to get a bunch of people killed. The way they shoot them up and everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that way. I'm sorry. You don't get one, get up and drag yourself out of the way. No. You hit, you're down.
You know, that's true. You know, Pete, here's the thing. Most people that have guns, I mean, really, honestly, do you want to kill someone? Do you want to have to be in that situation where you're going to have someone bleed out on your, you know, linoleum in the front of the house or whatever and have to make that decision? No.
It's fight or flee.
Yep, yeah.
If you make your decision and you run like crazy, or you sit there and take it.
Yeah.
If I'm at my house, I'm going to have to sit there and take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to dish it out.
Yeah.
Good
points, Pete. Good points.
Gotta go.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Great phone call. Be careful what you watch this weekend. It's at must-see TV. Wow, Natural Born Killers and Straw Dogs right before 11 o'clock. And as he said, he was surfing around and found that. That's not great, but that goes into the whole idea of who's watching, what's going on in their household, how young are they, what are they seeing, you know, is there something to the violent images or not. And I think it's fair to have that discussion. I think it's fair to talk about video games. But we've had people on who have done studies, and I'll continue to have more people like that who swear that if you really analyze the numbers and look at the situations, that that's not necessarily true. But then again, what are these studies? How far out of the box are they going? Who are they talking to? And I'd be curious about the subjects. How do you get the right kind of subjects to determine whether or not they're motivated to do something horrific like mass shooting because of violent images? All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. You can send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption,
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.